Progress check 3. Exercise 1. Listen to the speakers and choose the sentences that reflect the feelings of the people in the most accurate way.
Hi, Eddie. Don't forget the party on Saturday. Will you be there?
I don't think I'll manage it. We have our family reunion this Saturday, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know that's a special event that can't be put off. We have these reunions in October, and I enjoy them. Some of my relatives are really lovely, and some are boring. And I can't get along with some of them at all. But it's nice to see all of them once a year. It's interesting to see the diversity in age, look, and character all in one room. We are so different, but we make one family, and we have fun together. But what do you mean by unfortunately? Don't you enjoy your family reunion parties?
No, they give me the creeps.
Why? Is it because of some conflicts within the family?
No, it's not that. It's my father who makes me feel depressed about them.
Well, I don't think I quite understand.
Okay. My father has always had the idea that I've got a special talent for languages, and he can't do without showing everybody. To his mind, the family reunion party is the perfect opportunity for it. So, at every party, just at the beginning, he always asks me to recite something in French, German, and Spanish. I hate speaking in public, but I have to do the reciting, just like a 3-year-old kid in the centre of the room. I don't think anybody cares since nobody understands a word, but they love me and want to listen to me. So my father feels proud and I feel silly till the end of the party, and I hate these parties because of it.
You're not being fair. Your relatives may truly enjoy your speeches.
Nobody cares. Look, I've been reciting the same poems for 8 years, and nobody has ever noticed.
Oh. Well, how about discussing it with your father, then? I think you should explain to him how you feel about it, and maybe you can make some positive changes.